This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Ashok Bala, and here are today's top local stories.
Brooklyn's own Busta Rhymes teamed up with some city officials to give away hundreds of turkeys and other Thanksgiving staples in East Flatbush today.
It's a gobble giveaway here in East Flatbush at PS 135, with over 500 frozen turkeys ready to be taken home to feed families across the city. Assemblywoman Monique Chandler Waterman is spearheading the event, and she says the cost of turkeys are way higher than they can fly.
A turkey is 30 plus. So not only is it a cost that they're thinking about as well, just somebody remembered them. Someone gave them something. So the turkey is the turkey for the meal, but it's a symbolism of like your love. You appreciate it.
Griselda says getting a free turkey will take the stress off her pockets.
Well, my family, we could eat it all together, you know, because it costs a lot. I saw one in the supermarket. It was 18 pounds. £18, $42. That's a lot.
And some notable guests are also stopping by to give back. Do the names Busta Rhymes and Jumaane Williams ring a bell? Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at PS 135 in East Flatbush.
Members of New York's Onondaga Nation are seeking more than $200,000 to upgrade its volunteer fire department. Tadadaho Sid Hill, chief of the Onondaga Nation, tells 1010 Winds that most of their equipment was donated and is in need of an upgrade.
We have a volunteer fire department on our nation. We don't receive any funds, any federal or state funds for that. We are totally dependent on volunteers and money that we get from the nation for support.
Hill says they need new gear now more than ever because of wildfires breaking out because of drought conditions that we've experienced. Members of the nation held a fundraising event on the Upper West Side this past Wednesday. You can make a donation through our website if you'd like, 1010winds.com. A plaque dedication ceremony this afternoon to honor EMT Frederick D. Whiteside, 22-year vet of the FDNY who died of a heart attack in the line of duty. His mom, Audrey Felton, read a poem she wrote about him.
I'm speaking to my best friend, yes, my sunshine, which is S-O-N-S-H-I-N-E, who's now safe and sound in God's arms.
EMT Whiteside was the 1,160th member of the FDNY to make the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. If you're looking for a good dog, Muddy Paws Rescue has an event in Manhattan, the PetSmart 25th and Broadway. Marketing Director Mallory Curley tells 1010 Winds they're debuting their new mobile adoption van.
This van is really going to allow us to maximize the amount of dogs who can be there in their kennels and then also be held by volunteers so that people can see them, fall in love, and hopefully adopt them.
A man's in critical condition after he was stabbed in Crown Heights. This happened around 10 last night near Schenectady Avenue and Eastern Parkway. The victim, 19, was found on the street with stab wounds to his neck and face. No arrests yet. The investigation continues. A woman is dead after a crash on Long Island. Suffolk County cops say Esther Guy, 75, was a passenger in a car that her daughter was driving when the collision happened last night around 8:40 at the intersection of Middle Country Road and Wading River Hollow Road. Her daughter was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Her 22-month-old granddaughter in the back seat was not injured. The driver of the other car, Melissa Kaprowski, 31, was arrested for DWI. A woman, 32, dead after leaping out of her Uber on the LIE in Queens just after 1:30 this morning.
The tragedy continues as police say they're not sure the exact number of cars that ran the woman over, but it's certainly traumatizing to all parties involved. Paul Singh works at Guru Grocery on Kissimmee Boulevard. He says he saw the commotion but didn't know what it was.
I was actually on the service road last night trying to get off on Casita, and it was backed up. Not one car was moving. I got a little skeptical what's going on. Waited for like 20 minutes.
He found out what happened hours later.
I really can't comprehend it. Some guys from the neighborhood, they were showing me videos of the scene itself. A lot of cop presence, totally shut down.
Police say the woman's Uber driver stayed at the scene and they're continuing to investigate the situation. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Kissimmee Boulevard.
The NYPD ID'd the victim as Priyanka Suhani. She was 32 and from Oyster Bay. A recent candidate for the New York State Assembly is being accused of using fake donors. Federal prosecutors in Brooklyn say Dao Yin forged donor signatures on cash contribution cards to receive matching funds. The state paid Yin more than $162,000 in taxpayer money. Yin has declined to comment and previously denied any wrongdoing by saying donation errors were the result of innocent mistakes. He received only 6% of the vote in the June Democratic primary to unseat Assemblyman Ron Kim. Yin also ran for Queensboro president in 2020 and the city council the year after that.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.